want to spice up your relationship, we bring you some naughty but nice suggestions for striptease, designed to drive your partner crazy. In the first of today's articles, a woman can have multiple orgasms during lovemaking with continence. Therefore, we invite you to learn some simple yet effective techniques which help the woman to control her sexual energy, thus allowing her to maintain perfect sexual continence. We finish the session today with a meditation on the theme, the state of feminine harmony. Your yogi hosts for the day are Amaris and Tiger Lily.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris.
Drive him crazy with a striptease. Have you been together for quite some time and feel that a special spice could only boost your relationship? It's time to take off your clothes then. Not just in any way, but teasingly. Until you drive your lover to places he's never been before. When you feel your relationship has become too ordinary and virtuous, it is time for you to get into action and reconquer him. You must learn to reveal yourself literally and symbolically, and he will be yours forever. Make stripping become a form of art and seduction, and he will be conquered by your charm and cleverness for good. So, on your next date, make your first priority the way you undress, not the way you dress. If you wish to offer your lover this amazing present, you must be patient. Do not rush and take off your clothes as soon as you can. Keep in mind that in order to build up sexual tension, you have to strip slowly and gradually. With each revelation, you will become more and more aroused. This is because men are more stimulated by what they see than by what they hear. Revealing your body slowly, you leave and save the best for last. It is as if you're opening up a present for him, and inside the box, he finds your love. The idea that you're stripping for him and him alone will drive him crazy. Crazy for you. For some women, the idea of stripping is ridiculous. In fact, these women are terrified by the idea that their lovers will finally take a good and close look at their flaws. Don't worry about looking perfect, because the most important thing is the energy that you radiate when you strip for your lover. In order to do your best, keep in mind that striptease has to express the love for yourself and also the desire and love for your lover. We will try to guide you step by step to make him dream of you in the deep of the night. We suggest two variants, and you can decide which one is best for you. Variant 1. This variant is perfect if you're of a shy nature. Use an armchair or a chair to cover your body here and there. This is the scenario best fit for the bedroom or the living room. You need a chair, his jacket, tie, black stockings, black G-string, and of course the high heels. As for the music, use whatever you find inspiring. It is very important to choose music that the both of you like. Make your lover sit comfortably on the couch. Then pull your chair in front of him so that you touch his knees when you stretch your legs. Capture his gaze, because it is essential that you look straight into his eyes when you dance. Start caressing your legs from the ankles upwards towards the margins of the jacket, and then unbutton it until you reach the breasts. Turn your back to him. Bend over so that he sees your bum in all its glory. Then tease him by unveiling it slowly and gradually. Turn again with your face towards him and sit on the chair. Open up your legs slowly. and bend over towards him, letting your jacket fall so that he may see your breasts. Turn the chair around and mount it. Cover your breasts with your arms. Stand up and loosen your tie. Then take it off and play with it for a while. Take it between your legs and then wrap him in it. Pull him over and kiss him passionately. Then reject him. By now he should be hot and ready for the real show. Take your bikini and stockings off gently and slowly, and invite him to sit on the chair with you. Things are just getting started. Maybe some of you don't have the courage to strip for your lover now, but one night, after a glass of champagne, you will turn on the music and you will start undressing. You will feel sexy and uninhibited, and he will be driven crazy. Drive him crazy with a striptease. If you're a hot girl, now is your chance to show this to him. Sit on top and dominate him. As accessories, choose the kitchen table or a high chair. Put on something fantastic, such as a schoolgirl or a nurse's uniform, push-up bra, G-string, and girdle. Choose also some slow, instrumental music. Whatever you feel comfortable with and inspired by. Sit on the edge of the table and cross your legs. Come down from the table, unbutton your shirt, and throw it on him. Do the same with your skirt, but be careful to take it off while turning your back to him. Stay in your panties for as long as you can. Take off your bra gradually, and then play with your G-string, pretending that you're going to take them off. But do so only after a while. Now dance totally naked in front of him, and this will only make him desperately want to touch you. If you feel brave enough, bend over, but while you have your back to him, get up and look at him over your shoulder. Sit on the table and stretch your toes to him to be kissed. He'll be yours right there on the table. And now some good tips. Here are a few pointers for a perfect striptease. Before starting, rub some body oil all over your body, as this will make your skin shiny. Unbutton your shirt from the lower buttons upwards, so that you reveal your breasts last. Use only zipper and button-up shirts, as they're easier to take off. Do the same with the skirts. Wear also a bra that closes in the front, in between your breasts. Wear your high heels all the time. You will look incredibly sexy in them. Keep the stockings on even after you take off your bikini. Roll them down, one leg at a time. And a Christmas suggestion. On Christmas, tell your lover he has a gift under the tree. When he gets inside the living room to take his gift, he will find you naked, with a red bow around your neck or over your breasts. Tell him you're going into the kitchen to bring the cake. When you get there, undress, write sweet cake on your breast or belly with cream, and call for help. We bet that in less than 2 seconds he'll feverishly be devouring his cake. Or, if you're at a party, dance lasciviously before him. And when you're sure to have his attention, whisper in his ear that you'll continue this dance as soon as you get home. Just the two of you. We bet that he will undress at the same time as you, but at a much greater speed.
Hello, and welcome to Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Tiger Lily.
Sexual energy control techniques for women. Sexual energy control techniques. For successfully practicing sexual continence, it is absolutely necessary to have a perfect control over the inferior instincts which push many people, because of their weak will and absence of profound understanding, to be attracted by temptations, and in this way to waste themselves being involved in primitive sexual practices. For this reason, the practice of some special techniques is extremely useful both for men and women. Here is a group of techniques which can be practiced easily and which represent an important step in the continence practice. Control techniques for women: Ashvini Mudra, intermittent urination, and the urinary orgasm. In many cases, sexual continence practice is spontaneous for women, many of them practicing sexual continence without knowing and tasting the delightful pleasures of multiple orgasms without the discharge of sexual energy. From this point of view, women are confronted with fewer problems concerning continence. Women can have multiple orgasms during lovemaking with continence. Some women, who are exceptionally gifted and very much erotically awakened, have hundreds of orgasms in one erotic fusion. Each time, the amplitude and profoundness of these orgasms differ, and in the end, the woman isn't exhausted anymore, but she is full of effervescence and vitality. She has also an extraordinary inner availability to restart the intercourse with an increased energy. Ashvini Mudra. One of the most efficient methods to avoid discharge of sexual potential is to do, for a long time, what in yoga terminology is named Ashvini Mudra, the strong contraction of the anus muscles, and maintaining as long as possible this contraction. This technique, which is extremely simple, can be easily done in the dead times during the day, during bus or car travelling, for example. Though it seems to be something extremely simple, yet Ashvini Mudra has amazing effects in obtaining a very good control of the sexual energy when this technique is sufficiently practiced in time. Intermittent urination. This process implies successful contraction and relaxation of the urinary sphincters during urination. This process allows the practitioner to get the skill to control the sexual mechanisms and to be conscious of some processes which occur during discharge. It also enables one to anticipate and avoid the climax, to experiment with the orgasm without wasting the sexual energy. Urinary orgasm. Reaching the orgasm for a woman, even for a frigid woman, can be obtained if she would consume more liquids before lovemaking than usual. During intercourse, the woman should relax totally the urinary sphincters, as if urinating. There mustn't be any worries or fears, because even when the sphincters are very relaxed, urination doesn't occur, but instead, very substantial states of energizing and ineffable orgasms without discharge occurs. Thus, you can reach a very special type of orgasm, the urinary orgasm. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme, the state of feminine harmony. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use a musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you who are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, neck, and head are straight and in a vertical position. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically, With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you are eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the state of feminine harmony. Let us begin.
Thank you.
That's all we have time for today. I'm Tiger Lily, wishing you love and light.